So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Yeah, it's Wendy in for Bob. And
how about Taylor Swift?
I love her.
Would you pay big money to see Taylor Swift?
No, I wouldn't, but I love her.
Wow, Wendy. Yeah. What's happening to you?
I don't know. I'm a half Swifty.
She's a half a Swiftette, if you will. She released a new video yesterday, new music video yesterday, for her song "I Can Do It with a Broken Heart." It's a behind the scenes look at her concert tour, which is taking a little break right now, but it's going to be headed to Canada in November. Give a little listen, won't you please, to brand new music video from Taylor Swift, "I Can Do It with a Broken Heart."
I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks, 'cause I can do it with a broken heart.
That's very 80s techno.
Right? Exactly.
I like it. She's so talented. She really is.
Yeah. This is the second music video that she has put out from her most recent album, The Tortured Poets Department. I'm going to make you a friendship bracelet.
I would love that.
You need a friendship bracelet right now. You're a little bitter this morning.
Well, I'm upset about J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Oh, Bennifer 2.0 is officially over.
Why did it even start again?
Well, you know, who knows with, you know, when people are in love, you know, who knows?
They're not in love.
Somebody, well, they're not right at the moment. They're not. No, but somebody compared them to Liz Taylor and Richard Burton.
I was just thinking of that.
Who were, you know, on again, off again, over and over again. But yesterday, J-Lo filed the papers and officially filed for divorce. Ironically, it was the second anniversary of that big wedding celebration that they did in Georgia, you know, like secret. You had to have passes, and it was this whole big rigmarole for the wedding exactly 2 years ago yesterday when the divorce was filed. They met on the set of the movie Glee, and
who saw that movie besides you?
Yeah, I think I may have been the only one. They had a very widely publicized romance from 2002 to 2004. They got engaged back then, and then they broke up, and then they reconciled and got married this time, and now it is officially filed for divorce. TMZ is reporting that there wasn't a prenup, no prenup between them, which you know, could be kind of interesting, but so far it seems fairly amicable that they, you know, seem to get along when they're at baseball games with their kids and, you know, things like that. So that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to turn ugly. But that's strange that there's no prenup.
Yeah, that
when
is
you're
weird.
On that level.
Got to do it.
You got to do it.
I did not know that Paris Hilton was still performing.
I'm not sure that most of the world knew that Paris Hilton was still performing, but she was working on a brand new music video in downtown L.A., and fire broke out in her makeup trailer. She lost all kinds of designer clothes in the fire. She lost sunglasses, purses, jewelry, personal items. Cause of the fire under investigation. This music video for, she's got an album that's going to be coming out next month. And this music video will be part of all that when it comes out later on. Not to make fun of the fire, but wasn't it Paris Hilton who used to always say, "It's hot"?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that her? Ooh, yeah. That's so hot.
So hot.
That's so hot. Yeah, well.
You're hot.
Irony.
Dean.
Irony.
The DNC going on. Can I just tell you I'm in love with Doug Emhoff? Kamala's husband is so great. He was so comfortable speaking in front of people and making fun of himself.
He gave a nice speech. It was self-effacing.
Yeah.
His son introduced him, which was also very sweet in the story of how they met and this blended family, you know, all the big speeches, you know, you're covering in news. But, you know, there was a little bit of controversy, actually, I guess, a tension that happened on Stephen Colbert. You know, he's doing his show live from the Auditorium Theater all this week. And one of his guests last night was former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. While she was being interviewed by Colbert, some protesters burst out. And here's how the whole thing took place.
We have to learn more about trust and peace and learning about each other rather than to have conflict resolved by war.
Well, as you can see from the continuing protest out here, that answer is unsatisfying to some people.
But let me continue.
Because they believe that the United States... Hold on one second. Would you like to respond to what they're saying?
No, well, what I was saying is...
Will you listen to her response if she...
Screaming, I can't hear them, but to those who have
They've
that
said
question,
that the United States should not have any role in supplying Israel arms to kill the people of Gaza now.
Well,
that's what they're saying.
Israel has a right to defend itself.
Agreed. And the hostages should be returned.
But the other part of it is that has been so major for all of us for many years is that there must be a two-state solution. Unless you have a two-state solution, we'll not have a resolution of this. And that is a time of opposition.
Please don't interrupt my guests.
Yeah.
Madam Speaker, we're a live show, so we have to go at this point. Please come again. We can continue the conversation about your book.
But I have to say, isn't it great to be in Chicago?
Wasn't that weird?
Yeah.
After this tense and very serious thing that happened, hey, isn't it great to be in Chicago?
Well, was that a smart move by her intentionally to get people to clap? Because
I guess so. I don't know. And then after that, she said, "How about Governor Pritzker and his speech today?" And nobody clapped. So it was weird and awkward.
Yeah.
Also on Colbert last night.
He's so smooth, by the way. Can I just say that?
Right?
It was just...
He handled it beautifully.
Beautifully.
He handled it absolutely beautifully. I'm not sure, you got to think when you're a talk show host, you know, what if something happens, you know, and especially like what we do live, you know, broadcasting all the time, things could happen. How would you deal with something like that? He did a fantastic job. One of the other things they did on Colbert last night was a response to James Taylor being bumped off of the first night's lineup of the DNC. James Taylor was supposed to perform. They were running late. So of all the people that they dropped, one of the biggest music artists in the world, James Taylor. So to open the show last night, they did a James Taylor response.
Just yesterday evening, they let me know I was bumped by somebody named Gina Raimondo. I'll set fires and I'll bring pain. I'll bend your limbs in ways that limbs should never bend. Create traumas your mind cannot comprehend. You'll learn not to cross JT again.
That is fantastic.
Pretty smart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that nice job on that. They're live from the Auditorium Theater all this week. I know we only have less than a minute left, but let me just run down a couple of quick home video picks. What's new streaming this week? Director John Woo has a new movie that's called The Killer that's on Peacock starting on Friday. There's a kind of a raunchy high school comedy called Incoming that will be on Netflix on Friday. There is season two of the legal drama Reasonable Doubt and season two of the drama Pachinko on Apple TV Plus on Friday. Some documentaries. The one that everybody is talking about is this Face to Face with Scott Peterson that kind of reopens the case of
Lacey Peterson.
Yeah, him being convicted of murdering his wife and her unborn child. And you hear from Scott Peterson himself. That's on Peacock right now. Comedian Matt Rife has a new comedy special that's streaming on Netflix right now. And I can't wait to see something called Chimp Crazy.
Oh, boy.
It's from the creators of Tiger King, about people who keep chimps as pets. That is streaming on Max right now.
I don't know. I kind of want to watch like an accident, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, because the chimp will rip your face right off.
Absolutely.
They seem all lovable and cuddly and all that, but everybody will tell you, you know, don't get too personal with the chimp.
Just like James Taylor, he'll turn on a dime.
Don't mess with JT. Don't mess with sweet baby JT.
Talk to you tomorrow, Dean.
Bye, Wendy.
All right.